Good afternoon again, everybody. Thank you for joining with us for our daily devotional. And we're just finishing our little series, very short, simple series on the subject of revival, which is a very, very vital subject, as all of God's people, I'm sure, are aware. Whenever we talk about revival, we're talking about new life, new power, new energy, new enthusiasm, new activity, new authority within the Church of Jesus Christ. And of course, that blessing in the church again begins to influence a land or a community, or we trust even a nation, and we stand in great need of revival. We've been thinking about those great verses from 2 Chronicles 7, 13 and 14, where the Lord says to Solomon at the dedication of the temple, "If I shut up heaven that there be no rain," that speaks of drought, "or if I command locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among the people," and that's very significant in this day and age in which we are living, God gives a promise to Solomon. "If my people," so revival begins with God's people, "if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." We have noted already our land is in need of healing, and in order for that to happen, God says there must be humility, first and foremost amongst his people, humility, then prayer, and then a seeking of God's face. That speaks of expectancy, anticipation, or looking towards him. And then he says, and turn from their wicked ways. That speaks of repentance. Repentance is to turn. It's to have a change of mind, a change of heart, a change of will, and a change of direction. It means to turn. And there needs to be a turning from sin on the part of God's people, a turning from all that is wrong and all that is contrary to God, and a turning afresh to him with full purpose of and endeavour after new obedience. Leonard Ravenhill remarked that the word repentance is almost obsolete in the language of the church. It's a word that we hardly hear anything about nowadays. In the presentation of the gospel, people are only called to believe or trust or commit or pray a prayer, but the word repentance is rarely used. And yet the Bible says to the world at large that he commandeth all men everywhere to repent. And then repentance is something also that concerns the religious establishment. Luke 13:3, the Lord said to the Pharisees, because they were pointing the finger at others, he says, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." And then repentance is something that is vital in the church. And we read a lot about repentance in the opening chapters of Revelation. Chapter 2, chapter 3, as the Lord speaks to the churches, one of the last churches, the last church in fact, Laodicea, and the Lord's last word to them was to repent. So there needs to be a repentance, a turning from sin, even amongst the people of God. Sin can hinder the blessing of God, as it did with the case of Achan, whenever Joshua and his men went out to fight against Ai and they were defeated because there was sin in the camp. So it is in Acts chapter 5, the blessing of God began to dissipate because of the sins of Ananias and Sapphira. It had to be dealt with. And sin has to be dealt with in my heart, in your heart, in the church. If you're not a Christian, it needs to be repented of and turned from. Our sins have so grieved God that God, being just and righteous and holy, cannot pour out his blessing whenever there's habitual, willing, willful sin. "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." We long for revival. We long for healing in our land and nation. May God hasten the day. May God pour out his spirit, and may we experience times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. God bless you all. Thank you for joining us.